Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Monday afternoon, sliding by on us. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We do appreciate that. Taking a look now at the top three trending stories might help you this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, more high-rise construction on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel with 215 rooms at 20 Via De Luna Drive. The hotel will be built. This is between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Island Condominium Resort. Just if you're facing the Exxon station, just off to the left of that. Escambia County Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon. Escambia commissioners ready to sell OLF 8 for $42.5 million to Tri-W Development and Chad C. Henderson Enterprises. The agreement under consideration is for the entire 540 acres of property on Nine Mile Road. The OLF 8 sale will be discussed during the Board of County Commissioners meeting Thursday at 5:30 p.m.
Okay, here we go. Story number three beginning today. Pensacola International is implementing the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program, which is designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. During the 4 o'clock hour, we had Todd Payne join us, administrator from the Pensacola International, talking about this program. Very, very needed, much needed program. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need a little bit of additional time or understanding or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Program originated in London's Gatwick Airport back in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide. 6:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yeah, we'll get a couple more local headlines for you in just a moment. But first, just a couple spots on the road I want to address here. One, if you're traveling southbound on Garson Point Bridge, right as you're getting onto the water heading towards Gulf Breeze, we do have some backups in that area still. Pretty hefty wave of congestion there. Also have some backups. This is on Highway 90, traveling eastbound towards downtown Milton. Got some backups over there. Probably some runoff from the issues we had near Glover Lane earlier this afternoon. As for the weather, 83 degrees right now, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 87 with a low of 76. And as we get through the latter half of your Tuesday, we're going to see some rainfall chances increase.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, News Radio 92.3. This happening this afternoon around 2 o'clock, two people were hospitalized after a Navy helicopter had a hard landing in Santa Rosa County. This happened over at NAS Whiting Field's Outline Landing Field in Santa Rosa County near Milton. Initial reports from the scene indicate that the helicopter experienced a mishap on one of the field's helicopter pads while landing. The helicopter was assigned to Training Squadron 18. That instructor, pilot, and student aviator were evaluated by EMS personnel, then transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. By the way, that field is located right off of Highway 87, just south of south of the 10 freeway.
And three people are recovering after a car crash that took out several power lines and resulted in a fiery rollover. Happened at Mobile Highway and Pine Forest Road on Sunday morning. Officials say the car crashed, rolled, and caught on fire. Nearly 700 people were without power for a brief time. The people safely made it out of the vehicle, but were taken to the hospital after the crash.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Former President Joe Biden continues to face questions over his alleged mental decline during his time in office. Former President Bill Clinton is now defending Biden, insisting that Biden was in great shape and that he never saw a cognitive decline while the 46th president was in office. However, Florida Republican Representative Byron Donalds, along with millions of other folks, saying that he thinks Clinton's lying and that Biden's decline was on full display both physically and mentally.
They lied to the American people. They covered up the fact that Joe Biden was not capable of doing the job. And that's why the Oversight Committee is going to investigate.
In a South Florida mother facing a second-degree murder charge in the disturbing death of her six-year-old son, investigators in St. Lucie County say Rhonda Polinas performed an exorcism on her child because she says God told her to. Deputies found the boy's body after the school reported him absent for more than 2 weeks. They believe he'd been dead since May 18th.
A Florida sheriff is pleading with the Trump administration for more resources to stem illegal immigration. Grinnell Scott has more.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said there's a problem with ICE detainment in Florida.
When we have more illegal aliens that we bring to them than they can handle, they're turned back into the street.
Sheriff Judd said local jails can't hold illegal migrants long-term without additional local charges. He told Fox Digital more places to hold them up to their immigration hearing day can force them to make a choice.
They're a lot quicker to waive their due process and leave then set in lockup for months at a time, or maybe years at a time, waiting to get to court.
Sheriff Judd said the changes can be made by executive order, and he'd be willing to help the president write it. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And a Tarpon Springs woman celebrating a big lottery win. Jennifer Hercher Allen claimed the top prize from the cash wheel scratch-off game. She won $1 million, but chose the lump sum payment of just over $600,000. The ticket was purchased at a Publix grocery store off U.S. Highway 19. There are two $1 million prizes left in the game. I'm telling you, we've learned on this show time and time again, if you're going to win the lottery here in the state of Florida, Publix is the way to go.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, here, the moral of this story coming up here is don't eat blueberries if you've got a criminal record. What I'm talking about, a 44-year-old guy, his name's Brian Flanagan, was stopped with trafficking fentanyl after being caught and not paying for eating blueberries inside a Pensacola Walmart on Mobile Highway. Scampi deputies searched Flanagan, finding 11 grams of fentanyl, among other drugs and paraphernalia. He was arrested on multiple drug charges and is being held in the Escambia jail on a $534,000 bond.
620 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some national headlines that are dominating the news today right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. ICE, they've arrested hundreds of suspected illegal migrants in Boston. This was during an operation called Operation Patriot. Alexis McAdams in Boston with more this afternoon.
These raids leading to nearly 1,500 arrests, and ICE says nearly half of them are convicted criminals, like two men from El Salvador. ICE says one was wanted for murder, kidnapping, and robbery, and the other a convicted child rapist who was living next to a playground outside of Boston, according to police. So even with all of those criminal arrests, protesters in this area are focusing on the arrest of a Massachusetts high school student. The Brazilian national detained over the weekend. ICE says, listen, this is an 18-year-old was arrested for being in the country illegally. The main target was his dad, who police say was wanted for reckless driving.
624 News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money today, and so is Hillary Barsky.
Stocks rebounding from earlier losses and kicking off the new trading week and month higher after President Trump said he plans to double tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to 50% from 25%, fueling more uncertainty regarding trade policies. Shares of U.S. steel companies like Cleveland-Cliffs, Nucor, Steel Dynamics, among others, surging on the news. While shares of the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis, going in the opposite direction and falling today. The Dow winner Boeing, IBM, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 35 points, the Nasdaq higher by 129, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 625 here. Get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound if you're heading into downtown Milton. Be on the lookout for that. Only other major spot. It's going to be some backups on Garson Point Bridge. This is looks like it's now giving us more issues if you're traveling northbound, coming from Gulf Breeze and getting off of the water. Got more congestion in that area at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 76 with increasing chance of rainfall throughout the latter half of your Tuesday.
You see, they're doing that construction a quarter mile on the, towards the north end of Garson. That's why you're seeing that build, kind of the back up there. So it's down to one lane for the last quarter miles. It's a mess.
It sucks.
Okay, that's your local shot. Here comes the national shot. We're going to kind of dig in here. Hurricane season is here, and artificial intelligence wants to keep you safe. Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
New AI products are taking their cracks at predicting tropical cyclones, and even the team of federal forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are interested in what it can do for them, Center Director Michael Brennan on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We're starting to pull them in and evaluate them in our system this year, compare them to the traditional modeling we use, and see how they might be used to supplement us as part of our tool set going forward.
Storm data devised by AI could be used to calculate storm tracks, watches, and warnings. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to lift a judge's block on mass layoffs. The administration has appealed a judge's previous block, which lasted 2 weeks, but a new injunction issued on May 22nd lasts indefinitely. Judges ruled that Congress must authorize any large-scale reductions in force, while the Trump administration says the case rests on an indefensible premise that Congress must provide authorization.
627 News Radio 92.3. President Trump wants money earmarked for Harvard to go to trade schools. Jared Halpern is at the White House this afternoon with this report.
The Trump administration is freezing billions of dollars in federal research grants to Harvard, and the president says he has a plan where to send that funding.
I'd like to see a lot of money going into trade schools. I've always felt that, and we probably found our pot of gold, and that's what's been wasted at places like Harvard, and the money's been wasted.
Harvard has emerged as a top target for President Trump, who claims the school is not doing enough to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism. The school is suing the administration over canceling grants and revoking its ability to enroll foreign students. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court is declining to hear challenges to bans on assault-style guns and high-capacity magazines. The High Court turned down two cases that challenge a Maryland law banning assault-style weapons and a Rhode Island restriction on magazines. The laws in both states will remain in effect as a result.
Okay, an amazing rescue off the coast of Connecticut took place. Daryl Albinger has the details for us.
It's a miracle they survived. That's what the FAA and other authorities are saying. A man and a teenage girl were pulled from Long Island Sound after their small plane crashed near the Connecticut coastline. The six-seater Piper PA-32 went down Sunday near the Thimble Islands about 10 minutes after taking off from the airport in Bridgeport. The occupants put out a desperate call for help. They were cleared for an emergency landing at nearby Tweed New Haven Airport, but couldn't make it. The FAA says the plane sank quickly. However, the Coast Guard got to the scene in time to pull the two out of the water. They were taken to a nearby hospital for treatment for minor injuries. The FAA is investigating. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
628, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. The Department of Homeland Security removes a list of alleged sanctuary cities after criticism from sheriffs. CJ Papa has more.
The list targeted cities DHS claimed limited teamwork with federal immigration enforcement. But the president of the National Sheriff's Association said the list of alleged non-compliant sheriffs lacks transparency and accountability and was created without input from the sheriffs themselves and thereby violated the core principles of trust, cooperation, and partnership with fellow law enforcement. The association represents more than 3,000 elected sheriffs and generally supports federal immigration enforcement. Leaders of some cities publicly questioned the sanctuary label, including jurisdictions in Colorado, Massachusetts, and Southern California. The San Diego City Attorney said San Diego was on the list, but it never adopted a sanctuary policy and claimed the move appeared to be politically motivated. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, Wahoos posting a much-needed win Sunday, downing Montgomery 6-2. Pensacola now 24-27 in the 25 season. By golly, we'll talk some more sports in about 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Federal authorities in Boulder, Colorado, are charging Mohammed Soleiman with hate crimes after they say he used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to attack a pro-Israeli group on Sunday. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, Bishop Gruel.
When he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Soleiman is charged with attempted murder and could serve up to life in prison. Over 1,000 arrests result from what's being called the largest ICE operation ever in Massachusetts.
ICE says nearly half of the migrants arrested during Operation Patriot are convicted criminals. We're talking about MS-13 gang members, convicted murderers, rapists, and some who crossed into the country illegally half a dozen times.
That's Fox's Alexis McAdams in Boston. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and spend the summer in the sand relaxing and enjoying the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the new Cahoots. This acoustic duo from Pensacola, formed by songwriters Michael Garcia and Gordon Frank, will take the stage and they'll blend the sound of folk, bluegrass, and Americana. It's Bands on the Beach happening this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Prosecco Week, Father's Day, Craft Beer Festival, Juneteenth, Toast of the Coast, High on the Hog, Dinner with Strings, and the 4th of July. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, more high-rise construction is on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel with 215 rooms at 20 Via de Luna Drive. The hotel will be built between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium Resort. Escambia County's Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
Okay, the number two story this afternoon. Escambia commissioners are ready to sell OLF8 to Tri-W Development and Chad C. Henderson Enterprises. The agreement under consideration is for $42.5 million and the entire 540 acres of property on Nine Mile Road. The OLF-8 sale will be discussed during the BOCC's meeting Thursday, 5:30.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. Beginning today, Pensacola International is implementing the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program, which is designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need additional time, understanding, or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Program originated at London's Gatwick Airport in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
And Maya Stark is the latest from Sweden to take a U.S. Women's Open title.
You join two great Swedes, Elisabeth Newman and Annika Sörenstam, as the only two previous Swedes to win the U.S. Women's Open.
I mean, it feels so surreal, and it felt like it was so far away just a couple of weeks ago. And just last week, my confidence was so low, and then I had a special friend tell me that you need to be confident, you need to trust yourself.
Maya Stark won the U.S. Women's Open by two strokes Sunday on NBC, sixth time a Swede has won a major tournament. First time at the U.S. Women's Open since three-time tournament winner Annika Sörenstam was the champ in 2006. Stark, the first Swede to win a major since 2021 when Anna Nordqvist won the Women's British Open. World number one ranked Scottie Scheffler picked up his third tour victory since May 2nd. Scheffler won the Memorial for the second year in a row. Scheffler has as many wins since May 2nd as the Colorado Rockies.
Put it in the books. Diaz dots a 99-mile-an-hour fastball over the outside corner, and the Mets have swept this three-game series from the Colorado Rockies.
On WHSQ in New York, the Rockies have now been swept in 10 of the 20 series they've played this season. This ties a major league record. The Rockies have 9 wins and 50 losses. No team in the 20th or 21st centuries lost 50 so quickly in a season. WNBA, the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty both won games Sunday to improve their league best records to 7-0. The Liberty scored the second largest blowout win in WNBA history with a 100-52 victory over the Connecticut Sun. The NBA Finals start Thursday in Oklahoma City between the Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Men's College World Series wraps up regionals today. We already got some games underway, some yet to come on. That's including Miami. Miami got blown out by Southern Miss in the Hattiesburg Regional, but they have a chance starting at 8 o'clock tonight to get revenge. If they win, they'll advance. Meanwhile, Florida State moved on to Super Regionals yesterday after rallying against Mississippi State, and Florida got eliminated by ECU.
Okay, second half of the NASCAR season started with a race under the lights in Nashville on Sunday. Tim McMaster has a recap.
Having qualified on the front row, Denny Hamlin decided to race Sunday despite his wife being due with the couple's third child. He won stage one and led 79 laps, but ended up settling for third.
Ryan Blaney is the man in Music City.
Courtesy Amazon Prime, Ryan Blaney was there at the end, notching his first win of the year to qualify for the playoffs. The final 102 laps of the race were run caution-free. 22-year-old Carson Hocevar was second. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And the trial of Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco is underway in the Dominican Republic. He's facing charges of sexually abusing and trafficking a minor. Prosecutors say the alleged victim was just 14 when the relationship began. Franco has not played since being placed on administrative leave in 2023, shortly after the allegations surfaced. If convicted, the MLB All-Star could face up to 20 years in prison.
Okay, protests continue in California after a trans woman took home gold in two events at the California High School Girls Track and Field Championships on Friday. Jonathan Hutt has more.
More than 1,500 students competed over 2 days, but the spotlight was firmly on 16-year-old transgender athlete A.B. Hernandez, whose participation had sparked the president's anger and drew a few dozen protesters to the event in Central California. A.B. Hernandez ultimately placed first in both the high jump and triple jump, but in each case, under new California Interscholastic Federation rules introduced for the championship, the athlete who placed second was promoted to joint first alongside Hernandez, and the podium was shared, and none of the girls who competed against Hernandez appeared to stage any sort of protest.
Okay, it was a terrible accident that caused the death of John and Matthew Gaudreau. Thousands of people partaking in a charity event to honor their lives recently. In fact, they developed a 5K walk-run event. Jared Max has more on the story.
Just over 10 months since NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed by an alleged drunk driver while they were riding bicycles. The first Gaudreau family 5K run walk was held Sunday in Sewell, New Jersey, to raise funds for a playground for kids with disabilities at a school where members of the Gaudreau family worked.
This playground that they're building, through the proceeds from this, will impact generations to come at Archbishop Damiano. And I know that John and Maddie really loved kids and were personally involved in the school as well. So I think it really gives their family, I don't want to say peace necessarily, but gives them some comfort that, we can still continue to do things that they would have done and do it in their honor.
Jillian Contra with Fox 29 in Philadelphia. She helped organize the 5K. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Since May, Scottie Scheffler has been red hot, winning 3 tournaments, and one of those tournaments was the PGA Championship, which gave him his 3rd career major victory. Scheffler, in a little over 2 weeks, turns 29, and right before his birthday, he'll tee it up at the U.S. Open. And with him halfway to the career Grand Slam, the questions will start if he can knock out the 3rd leg of the career Grand Slam in June, and then go on to complete it all before the end of the summer at the Open Championship in July. My ultimate guess, he'll win one more major championship this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Sports. Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
Summer's here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a study found mothers are having trouble with their mental health. Very serious situation here is. Alexandria Hoff has the details.
The moms are not all right. A new study from JAMA shows a shocking decline in the mental health of mothers. They studied nearly 200,000 mothers with children under 18 and found as of 2023, 1 in 12 rated their mental health as fair or poor. Additionally, only a quarter of moms say their mental health is excellent. That's down from 38% in 2016. Researchers didn't look into the reasons why mothers are struggling, but experts point to a number of theories, including limited access to mental health care, social isolation, and a rise in substance use disorders, along with stressors like lack of access to child care and overall financial strain. While it can be difficult to balance it all, experts say prioritizing mental health is important because it can have a trickle-down effect on the development of kids.
And a salmonella outbreak in cucumbers has expanded to include 45 people reporting illness in 18 states. Target has been added to the list of retailers that sold recalled cucumbers or ready-to-eat products with the fruit and is warning consumers to throw them in the trash. Target released a list of recalled products, including a Greek-style chicken salad from Boar's Head and several types of sushi sold under the My brand, My spelled M-A-I.
Good afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3 644. If you are a man, health experts want you to go see a doctor this month. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. June is Men's Health Month. The Indiana Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute says men are less likely than women to get medical help. Around 60% get routine checkups, waiting for symptoms to become bad before seeking help. The Institute identifying several critical key health issues men face. First is heart disease, then there's prostate cancer, mental health, and suicide remains a leading cause of death for younger men. The Institute says you can participate in Men's Health Month by scheduling regular checkups, promoting healthy lifestyles, raising awareness, and supporting mental health initiatives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together. All right, what's going on?
Yeah, what's the damage? Let's see. Not too much going on from what I can see. The roads are just about completely cleared up. Do have some minor issues still on Garson Point Bridge. We've been telling you about that all afternoon. Right as you're getting onto the water or getting over it, depending on where you're headed. It's not too bad, though, at this time. As for the weather on a local scale, 83 degrees, low of 71, clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, high of 87, low of 76. Are going to see some rain chances in the latter half of your Tuesday, but hopefully it won't be too severe.
I'm going to be optimistic, and we'll just call those pop-up showers occasional showers.
Sure, sure.
Geographically, wherever you might be, could happen. Maybe not.
We'll see. Okay. I don't know. It may rain, it may not, dude.
Nice look locally. The snapshot nationally, parts of the plains and west are likely to see rising temps. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotzen today telling us more about the details in your Fox weather forecast.
High pressure bringing dangerous heat across the western southern plains. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in parts of California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. Excessive heat warnings are in effect. Farther north, a frontal system is pushing through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, which will bring showers and thunderstorms today, some of which could turn severe. Damaging winds and hail are the main threats. In the southeast, lingering moisture will keep a risk of pop-up thunderstorms high, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours. Meanwhile, in the northeast, the Mid-Atlantic will enjoy relatively mild conditions with highs in the 70s and low 80s under partly cloudy skies. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Neurotech startup Paradromics today announced that it has implanted its brain-computer interface in a human for the first time. The procedure took place May 14th at the University of Michigan with a patient who was already undergoing neurosurgery to beat epilepsy. Lilo and Stitch topped the weekend box office with another $63 million in ticket sales. The film is now the second highest grossing movie of the year, with just over $280 million domestically. Stellantis-backed Leap Motor, delivering just over 45,000 vehicles in May, reflecting year-over-year growth of nearly 150%. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up 35 points, the S&P 500 added 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 128. U.S. crude oil futures for July are sitting just above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, President Trump's America First agenda is now taking aim at the lumber industry, as business groups are at odds on how to protect lumber interest as the housing market slows down. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
This is a decades-long dispute between Canada and the U.S. and where we get our lumber from. And this is important because right now there's a 14.5% duty on the lumber that we import from Canada. But as of right now, there is no reciprocal tariff on that wood. Industry groups that were bracing for a potential tariff that would increase the overall duty on Canadian lumber to 35% later this year. And here at Acme Lumber, owner John Kalibich tells me prices are steady. He's able to keep them flat thanks to wood pricing, but also a soft housing market. And contractors are telling him that demand for small repair work and also big ticket projects are both on the decline.
You know, speaking of tariffs, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says, rest assured, tariffs are not going away. His comments on Fox News Sunday come days after the U.S. Court of International Trade and a separate ruling by a federal judge in Washington, D.C., blocked tariffs issued under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. The tariffs were then reinstated soon after by a federal appeals court. According to Lutnick, what's going to happen is we're going to take that up to higher courts, and added that the president's going to win like he always does.
Where's the beef? A new burger theme around President Trump is growing in Texas, and here's Sue Guzman.
The restaurant chain Trump Burger features burgers branded with the president's name, American flags, even red, white, and blue colored drinks. The menu includes the classic Trump Burger, 8 ounces of Angus beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, onions, and tomato, and a special sauce. And then there's the Trump Tower that features 16 ounces of Angus beef with all the toppings. There's also a First Lady chicken sandwich and even a Biden burger. Trump Burger currently has 4 locations, including Belleville and Houston. The store's also offering Trump-related merchandise for diners to purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And business is booming for Axon. They're the company that makes tasers and body cams for law enforcement. They have the highest paid CEO in the country. The median pay for CEOs last year was $16.8 million. But their CEO, Rick Smith, was paid $165 million in 2024. That is according to a Wall Street Journal analysis.
JetBlue has a new partner, but it's ruling out a closer relationship. Jenny Casola has the report for you.
JetBlue Airways says its partnership with United Airlines will not lead to a merger. Last week, the two companies revealed a collaboration called the Blue Sky Initiative. It will allow travelers to book flights on both airlines' websites and allows travelers to collect and use points on either frequent flyer program. JetBlue CEO Joanna Garrity tells Reuters her airline has spent a lot of time with the Justice Department over the past 5 years, and the airline is playing it safe. JetBlue's proposed merger with Spirit Airlines was blocked by a federal judge last year. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And an iPad Instagram app will be coming out sometime this year. Bloomberg reports that the development of the app is well underway at Meta. That's the company which owns the social media platform. Instagram was originally an exclusive iOS app in 2010, but it hasn't been on the platform since Meta, or then Facebook, bought it for $1 billion back in 2012.
Hey, Austin, a car market reset could be coming to a dealer nearer you. Jeff Manasso has the details.
After booming auto sales in March and April, Cox Automotive says that May sales were flat in what experts say could be the beginning of the 2025 car market reset, that Americans willing to pay really expensive auto prices have already made their purchases, and that this summer and fall might end up being a car buyer's market. Look for lower prices, better incentives, and perhaps dealers more willing to deal to move metal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of the 6 o'clock hour and this beautiful Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent quite a bit of time talking about the Rafferty Center, the Southern Youth Sports Association facility, built with private money to help them expand their basketball and other sports services to underprivileged kids, and the cost to the city, a little bit of maintenance. And why were some people opposed to this? Has Florida really turned the corner on home insurance rates? We talked about that a little bit with Jimmy Petronas. And the former aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, is being dismantled in Mobile. Catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
6:55, News Radio 92.3. Kind of sultry into this one.
I know. For a pretty calm song, like it picks up later, but I love that song.
I do too. 6:55. News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price is looking at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, not too much going on, luckily. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. If you're having problems anywhere, we've been dealing with some minor congestion on Garcon Point Bridge. They're doing some work out there to kind of minimize some lanes a little bit. But outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up. As for the weather, 83 degrees. It's going to be clear skies, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 87, low of 76. And the latter half of your Tuesday, we'll see some rain chances, but it shouldn't be anything too severe.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, who was raking in the bucks at the box office this weekend? Well, Lilo and Stitch continues to dominate the weekend movie box office. Kathleen Maloney has the numbers.
Lilo and Stitch takes first place again with 63 million in North American ticket sales.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
He's trying to find the police cruisers.
He took the red one.
The Disney live-action film passes Sinners to become the second highest grossing movie of the year. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning stays in second place with $27.3 million. Karate Kid Legends debuts in third place, bringing in $21 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And rapper DMX releasing brand new music as part of his upcoming posthumous album. The estate of Earl DMX Simmons released his new song, Bring Out the Worst, featuring Joyner Lucas on Friday. The album is set to be a compilation of never-before-heard collaborations between X and some of the biggest names in hip-hop, though an official track list has not been confirmed. The collection of rare collaborations will drop 4 years after his 13-track Exodus album.
Okay, Texas-based music, tech, and film festival branches out across the pond with its very first event in Europe. Christian Goodman has the story.
The inaugural South by Southwest London Festival runs through Saturday in the UK. Stretching across more than 25 venues, from neighborhood legends to historic sites, organizers say it will feature hundreds of talks, panels, film screenings, and performances showcasing the world's best innovators in tech, screen, music, and creativity. Based in Austin, Texas, the first South by Southwest conference and festival was held in 1987, initially focusing on music. But over the last four decades, it's expanded to a global event, attracting thousands of creatives in film, technology, and interactive media. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is out now. The film is the third in the franchise and will be the conclusion to the story that started as a TV series back in 2010. It will follow Lady Mary as she takes part in London's high society. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters on September 12th.
Okay, happy birthday, Sgt. Pepper. One of the Beatles' best love albums came out on this day back in 67. Jonathan Savage has taken another listen.
When I get older, losing my head.
The album that gave us When I'm 64 is turning 58. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band has always appealed across generations. Classic songwriting blends with 60s culture and musical experimentation galore. Of course, that wasn't all the Beatles were experimenting with in the 60s. They've always denied that song's title was an intentional reference to LSD. Sgt. Pepper is one of those records that doesn't seem to age. In fact,
it's getting better all the time.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And actor Jonathan Joss is dead at the age of 59. According to the San Antonio Police Department, he was fatally shot by his neighbor yesterday after they reportedly got into a heated argument. The gunman shot Joss several times and fled the scene, but was arrested by police near the area. Joss was known for playing the role of John Redcorn on the animated series King of the Hill.
All right, the Duck Dynasty crew back for more family fun. Michelle Pollino has a sneak peek for you.
Honey, I'm home.
The Robertson family returns with Duck Dynasty, the revival, premiering 9 p.m. Eastern on A&E. It's been 8 years since the original series signed off, and now the family is back on screen with Willie and Corey leading a new chapter alongside their adult children and grandkids. Fan favorites Miss Kay and Uncle Si are also back, bringing plenty of humor and heart. The series will also reflect on the recent passing of family patriarch Phil Robertson, who died May 25th at 79 after battling Alzheimer's and other health issues. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Kids and dogs left in hot cars can spell immediate trouble. It happened again over the weekend, this time in Walton County. 26-year-old Andy Villatoro of Houston is charged with animal cruelty after leaving his Yorkshire Terrier in a hot car while he was down at the beach. Deputies confirmed the temperatures inside that vehicle, 120 degrees. The car wasn't running and the windows were very slightly cracked. The vehicle was opened by deputies using a lockout kit. Do not leave kids or animals in hot cars this summer. Please. This is News Radio 92.3. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.